Farm Prep Basketball brought to you in part on WGNS by Steve Martin Construction, Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, Craig's Tax Service, and AG's Sporting Goods. Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. The Lady Raiders lead 51-35 with 6 minutes to play in the game over at the Glass House. That's the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. You can listen to the remainder of that game live on 89.5. or tape delayed after our final game here tonight of the 7-AAA tournament. Time to get to the lineups in this boys' contest featuring the Blackman Blaze and Smyrna Bulldogs. Blackman won both of them, 47-45 on January 10th and 49-43 on January 31st. Good guard play in this one here for sure. Blackman versus Smyrna, it's a 1-4 matchup. The Blaze are 20-3 on the year, and Smyrna is now 17-13. On the year. Starting lineups from Bob Parks Realtor, Sinette P., AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. For the Smyrna Bulldogs, number two, P.J. Whitaker, a 5'10 senior guard, Whitaker, number two. Number one, Wayne Jones, a 5'11 senior guard, Jones, number one. Number 11, Brandon Hathaway, a 6-foot senior forward, Hathaway, number 11. Number 32, T. Ray Malone, a 6'3 senior center, Malone, number 32. And number four, B.J. Bass. He is a 5'11 senior guard, Bass, number four. So Whitaker, Jones, Hathaway, Malone, and Bass for the Smyrna Bulldogs. For the Blackman Blaze, number 42, Terrence Smotherman, 6'4 senior post, Smotherman, number 42. Number one, Quindell Cousin. He is a 6'2 junior forward, Cousin, number one. Number 35, Damian Sales, a 6'2 senior guard, Sales, number 35. Number 15, Darius Thompson, a 6-foot junior guard, Thompson. He is number 15. And number two, Alec McMiller, 5'11 junior guard, McMiller, number two. So Smotherman, Cousin, Sales, Thompson, and McMiller, the starting lineup for the Blackman Blaze. And we're about ready to get underway here in game two. Again, brought to you courtesy these starting lineups from Bob Parks Realtor, Sinette P., AG Sporting Goods, and Winners Trophies. Looks like T. Ray Malone going to jump center against the Blackman Blaze, who are huddled up right now. A little words of inspiration.
They're just over there by themselves over there.
They're kind of in their own little world.
Barry's still talking.
He was not finished. Smotherman and Malone jumping center. It's going to be controlled by the Blaze. Blackman in the white uniforms, trimmed in orange and some navy in there. Smyrna in the yellow uniforms, trimmed in purple. Purple and gold, if you will. Moving left to right, Thompson feeds down low, underneath to Smotherman, off the glass, it's good. Terrence Smotherman on the scoreboard first for the Blaze. We played 28 seconds. Right to left, moving are the Smyrna Bulldogs. In the near side, Whitaker gets into the corner, Hathaway tries to go baseline, turn, spins, cut off there, back out to the left wing, and the ball thrown away by Smyrna. Long pass up, McMiller underneath. Shot will not go for Cousin. Rebound put back Smotherman. This one won't go. And here come the Bulldogs after the rebound with Bass coming down the near sideline.
Pretty good opportunity there for Blackman to get out to that 4-point lead. Couldn't get the basket to fall.
Pass near wing. The three is skyward. It is no good by Bass. Rebound, Blackman, and off of the fingertips of Wayne Jones. And out of bounds. Had a chance with a 2-on-1 right there, but Blackman threw the ball away. Good defense by Jones. Thompson to inbound, triggers it in, far baseline, driving in the lane. McMiller rolls twice and falls. Alec McMiller, 4-2, Blaze. Played a minute and a half here. Near wing, Whitaker feeds down to T. Ray Malone. Turn, spins, the reverse layup, no good. Ball tipped around. Sales came away with it. Now McMiller brings it down the floor. Works between the rings. Comes here near side. Now gives it back up to Sales, his running partner, between the circles. Pass down low. from the left wing, Thompson, and now there's going to be an illegal screen. Or rubbing off the screen, I guess it is, for Brandon Hathaway. First foul on the Bulldogs, first foul of the game.
Yeah, Brandon trying to get by that screen and kind of pushed a little.
Thompson to inbound, far baseline, and makes the long lob into McMiller. Behind the back dribble from the left elbow, got to get rid of it. Ball tipped. Now back over to Sales, has it blocked by Malone, and now Malone's going to foul. Well, you can tell already here in the very beginning, it's going to be a physical game.
Yeah, it definitely is, and Smyrna has really intensified their defense quite a bit, and the official stopping traffic here. Got a little traffic jam going on.
Well, got the Blackman Lady Blaze trying to come in, get to their locker room. Blaze, pass intercepted. Wayne Jones going to have a layup on the other end. It's good, and Thompson with the foul. John, you want to make sure on those that you, if you're going to foul, don't let him get the basket.
Yeah, that's a little unusual for Darius Thompson. He usually either lets him just go ahead and score that point or he can get to it to block it, and didn't get there in time this time.
Chance to tie things up here. No, it's a plus one. Not going to matter anyway. Hathaway missed it. 4-2, Blaze lead. Thompson in traffic, behind the back dribble, now gets it off here near side to Sales. Dribbles around with it, looking out front, and finds McMiller between the rings, now here right side, back over to Sales. Takes a few dribbles with the left hand, now passes back out to McMiller, who resets. Top of the key, penetrates to the right elbow, now Thompson, he drives in the lane. And off the glass, it's good. Darius Thompson. His
does
first
that,
basket.
Does that about as well as anybody, doesn't he?
Got some pretty good moves inside. Lane cleared out for him. Near wing, the three is up and no good by Whitaker. Rebound comes out deep, and Smyrna going to maintain control here. B.J. Bass at the wing spot here, left side. Now the ball thrown away. Smotherman stepped in front of it. Turnover Bulldogs. McMiller down the floor. He and Sales play catch out front. Sales looking inside, now takes it to the right. Gives it back up to McMiller between the circles. He fakes right, goes left, glides in the lane. It's good. And Alec McMiller with a nice nifty move in the paint. It's 8-2 in favor of the Blackman Blaze. Time for a word from Bob Bug and Stan Vaught with the Smyrna timeout.
Instead of waiting months for a single offer with the Bob Parks Auction, you have multiple offers in a matter of weeks. Call Stan Vaught or Bob Bug today at 896-4600 to find out if you have property that is suitable for auction. Call Bob or Stan at 896-4600 for a complete consultation and property review. Put the power of Bob Parks Auction behind your property sale. Find out more online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
With 3:58 remaining in the game, the Lady Raiders lead FAU 57-35. Courtney Jones has 21 in that game. That's a Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. You can listen to the game live on 89.5 and the men's game to follow, or listen to the entire tape delay broadcast at the conclusion of our District 7 AAA coverage. Down the floor, now near side. Whitaker has it for the Bulldogs. Playing catch with Bass. Bass drives to the right elbow, now flips it in the corner. Wayne Jones three. It's up and no good. And the Blaze come away with it down the far sideline. It's Thompson. Steps in, steps out. Now drives to the lane. Great pass down low to Cousin. A little two-footer on the baseline is good. An eight-point lead for the Blaze. Barry Wertman, head coach of the Blackman Blaze. Lonnie Drayton, the head man at Smyrna. Bass to Jones. Jones left side, the three, good. Nailed the first bank three, Wayne Jones. Cuts the lead to five for the Blackman Blaze. Just underway here, really. Played half of the first period. Long way to go here in game two of four tonight for John and myself.
I got to stay for all of them?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Can't leave. McMiller, now they get pass inside to Thompson, or Terrence Smotherman, missed the shot. Rebound put back. This won't go, but finally Damian Sales gets free. Doing a good job there on the boards.
Well, they've done a terrific job on the boards there. They've got a 6-1 advantage on the boards right now.
Oh. Foul is on Whitaker. They're not going to count the basket. Well, that messes up my stat sheet. Thank you. Still 10-5. Smyrna subbed. Gonda Amari, and Logan Brooks both came in for the Bulldogs. Thompson has it in the corner, double team. Now gives it up. Shot is up and no good. By Cousin, turnaround jumper. This one won't fall. But a foul on Wayne Jones. Nope. Wrong number one. They call it on Quindell Cousin. Over the back. Ten to five. Remainder score. Smyrna with the ball. Jones trapped in the corner. Gets it back out front to P.J. Whitaker. Brooks now back to Whitaker for the long distance dial in. It is no good. Rebound deep. Thompson brings it down the floor. Thompson behind the back dribble. Hathaway working him over. Thompson drives in. Now gives up baseline. Driving in for the reverse. It's Quindell Cousin.
Well, that was beautiful.
Whitaker trots it down the floor. Brooks has it. Goes to work. Gives it up to Whitaker. Now Jones for three. Left wing. Swish. Wayne Jones, another first bank three. He's got two on the night. 12-8 Blaze. Got 2:06 to play here in the first. McMiller between the circles to Thompson now. Thompson right wing. Feeds off inside to Mayer, who just checked in. Turnaround jumper no good, and now a foul going to be called on Josh Mayer. So it will be Smyrna basketball.
Smyrna doing a little bit better job on the boards early. They were not getting position, and now they've started to clamp in there a little bit, and Blackman has picked up two fouls as a result.
65-41 the final. The Lady Raiders defeat FAU today on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. 65-41, Lady Raiders a winner. Pass tipped out of bounds. It's going to remain Smyrna basketball. John, they've got last home game in the conference. Got one more at Western. Trying to go undefeated in conference play. Ball stolen away. Driving down the lane. Looking over, but not taking the dunk shot right there is Andrew Rogan. He wanted to make sure he got the easy two. 14-8 after the steal. Smyrna down the floor. Jones got to run down the loose ball. And it's over and back. They say he touched it. Rogan touched it, and it is the case. Jones helping the official out. So Smyrna maintains control. Whitaker, right wing, way out there. Double team now to Brooks for the long distance three. This one off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped right into the hands of Whitaker. Drives the lane. He's going to be fouled. The foul is on Terrence Smotherman. It's his first foul, fourth team foul, and to the charity stripe, P.J. Whitaker. Six-point lead, trying to cut into that. It's P.J., and he hits the first free throw. Cousin comes back in, and K.J. Dowdy is in the game, the 5'11 junior guard for the first time this afternoon. Second one, this one's good. Whitaker connects on both free throws. Four-point lead for the Blackman Blaze. Full court press by the Dogs. Dowdy in the backcourt, going to be fouled by Wayne Jones. Wayne going for the steal. It's his first foul, even though I tried to give him one earlier. Blackman's been stuck at 10 here for a while. I'm sorry, 14. Ball rolling around. Rogan lost it. Dowdy picks it up after Smyrna had it briefly. Downstairs, Smotherman back out to Dowdy. Driving the lane, Thompson, the floater baseline, no good. Rebound put back, Smotherman, no good. Now Mary blocks it. Brooks down the floor. They say he carried the ball, or did they get the foul first? Foul. Dowdy first. There was indeed a carry there, but foul may have helped that. T-Ray Malone in. Hathaway out. Long toss in the backcourt with 27 seconds. Smyrna going to try to hold for one here, I would say. Brooks gives it up to Jones. Brooks and Jones play catch with 18 seconds. Brooks gives it up to Anthony Strickland, who's in the game. Driving the lane, Thompson almost stole it away. Jones lobbed and tried to get it into Amari. They turned it over in the backcourt after the fourth turnover. Up to Thompson with two, with one. It's Rogan for three. Yes, sir. First bank three. Andrew Rogan at the horn. 7-point lead for the Blackman Blaze at the end of one here on State Farm Prep Basketball from WGNS.
The time is now. Bob Parks Auction. The time is now.
Absolute Auction on Minerva Drive in Murfreesboro. A three-bedroom, 1.5-bath brick home with an efficiency apartment will be auctioned off March 3rd in Murfreesboro at 1206 Minerva Drive.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Steve Martin Construction, Live Loveless Fine Photography, Little Caesars Pizza Pizza, Craig's Tech Service, and AG Sporting Goods.
We are back. Smyrna has the basketball to begin the second stanza, trailing by seven. Three ball, left wing, nothing but net, Taylor Vanderbilt. The freshman coming in off the bench after the timeout to can a huge three. Dowdy and Sales play catch out front. Sales, far side of the floor, going to try to penetrate, nothing there. Moving left to right are the Blaze. Thompson has it. Vanderbilt working him over. Thompson in the corner, trapped. Going for the steal. There's got to be a foul somewhere, and I have no idea who. They're going to say it's on Smyrna, or did they say out of bounds? They didn't call a foul.
No, they didn't call a foul.
Well, there were several to choose from there. Kind of letting them play here in this game.
They certainly are, and it was obviously a push on Wayne Jones over there.
Blackman keeps possession. Dowdy left wing now. Now pulls up between the circles, comes here near side to Thompson. Back to Sales. Tries to drive, cut off there. Dowdy. Smyrna is playing some stingy D. Sales looks inside, nothing down. Now Thompson, the feed in from Dowdy, and Thompson's going to be fouled by Donda Amari. That will be his first foul. And going to the charity stripe will be Thompson. Shot it. Too hard off the back of the rim. Second one. Count it. Thompson, 3 points tonight. 18-13 Blackman. 6.5 to go in the half. Vanderbilt around the horn. They get it into the far corner to Strickland. Now Vanderbilt gets it on the skip pass across the floor. Top of the key, Bass. Now left side, Vanderbilt for three again. Another first bank three, lets it rip from the near side and cuts the Blackman lead to two.
Nice spark coming off the bench by Vanderbilt.
Sails to Dowdy. Dowdy left side, the feet inside to Smotherman. He is double teamed, lost the ball out of bounds. Turnover Blackman. That is the second Blaze turnover. Well, I cannot get over how well Smyrna is playing defensively. They're denying the ball inside to Smotherman. Two-pointer would tie us up here. Three would give Smyrna the lead. Strickland going to be hacked and fouled. Be out of bounds. Foul is on Thompson. That's his second.
Well, we figured this game might be close, and so far it's lived up to its reputation here in the second quarter.
Bass brings it near side to Vanderbilt. They're all over him. Bass drives in. Now Strickland gets it. Back out. Right wing to Bass. Feet in the corner. Vanderbilt for three. No good. This one partially blocked or at least altered. Bass drives. Nothing there. Back out front. Strickland penetrates. Lost the ball. Got it himself. Now Vanderbilt for three. No good. Rebound. Bass brings it out near wing. Inside to T-Ray Malone. Goes up strong. Missed the shot. Rebound, Blackman. Dowdy looking up the floor. The long pass to McMiller. He saves it. Ball rolls around. It's going to be picked up by Sales. He's double-teamed. Still rolling around. Here come the Bulldogs after the Blackman turnover. Strickland drives, fakes left, goes right, missed the shot. Underneath, Malone missed this. Amiri put back, rolls through. Gonda Amiri. And we're tied at 18.
A lot of determination under those boards with Amari and Malone.
Dowdy, bounce pass, gets it to McMiller. Now back to Dowdy, right wing. Back to McMiller, drives down low. Cousin goes up, hacked, fouled. Gonda Amiri with his second foul. Amiri, a sophomore, standing 6'6". At the Charity Stripes stands Quindell Cousin, the 6'2 junior forward. Four quick dribbles, a bend to the knee, shot it, and got it. Breaks the 18-18 stalemate. Mayer comes in. Rogan comes in. Somebody else came in too, I think. McMiller back. He was already in there. Second one, this one no good. Rebound Bulldogs. Quickly down the floor, Bass. BJ drives in traffic, has it stripped by Thompson. Darius driving the lane. Bounce pass in traffic, ball rolling around. And jump ball is the call. Cousin on the floor holding on to it. It's going to be Blackman's basketball. Everything looks all right. Thought there may be a little sweat on the floor.
Jump ball.
Blackman ball. Out of bounds. Triggering it in is Thompson from the near baseline. Mayer, skip pass. Goes far side to McMiller. Now back out front. Rogan has it. Back to McMiller. Penetrates. Top of the key now. Gets rid of it. Goes back to Rogan. Far side. 4 minutes to play. 19-18. Blackman leads by one. McMiller. Drives right side, takes it all the way to the corner to Rogan for three. Top of the key, you can count it. First bang three, Andrew Rogan, he's got eight. Lead back at four for the Blackman Blaze. Vanderbilt looking over the three ball, doesn't take it. Bass over to Strickland, now back to Bass. Pass way out here near wing. Hathaway. Nothing there for him. Overthrew Bass, but Bass runs down the ball. 3:19 to go in the first half. Cutting through near side, Strickland gets the ball on the bounce pass. Drives baseline. Back out front. Three away. It is no good by Bass. Rebound, turnaround jumper, Hathaway, no good. Rogan pulls down the board, makes the outlet pass to McMiller. McMiller to Rogan. Rogan right wing. Gives it back up to McMiller, and he resets. Quick pass to Thompson. Now gets it back. Now Rogan. Pass goes inside. Stolen away. Stepping in front of it was Bass. He's going to have a layup on the other end. Four turnovers for the Blackman Blaze. That one costly. The Blackman lead now down to two. McMiller gets free in the lane, bounces three times, will not fall. Cousin with the rebound and put back one-handed from the baseline. 24-20. Blackman leads with 2:15 to play in the first half. Strickland has it near side. Dribbles around out front to Hathaway. Now back to Strickland from the left elbow. Good idea, but Hathaway wasn't expecting that one. Smyrna turns it over for the sixth time. Lots of subs in. At least six came in off the bench, three from both benches, I think. So Thompson and Rogan in the backcourt. Wayne Jones and Whitaker back in for Smyrna for sure. Smotherman has it. Original starting lineup in for Blackman. Bounce pass back outside to Dowdy. Well, with the exception of KJ. He's open for three. Right wing was online, but just a little short off the front of the rim. Vanderbilt weaving in and out of traffic. Glides in there. One-handed shot, no good. Rebound tip, tipped up again. Missed the six-footer. Outlet pass made. Dowdy running the floor. Missed the shot. There for the putback. Smotherman missed it. Ball rolling out of bounds. And it is going to be Blackman basketball.
Well, I can't. It's hard to believe. Smotherman can't believe he missed that shot. And it's just, we've seen that so many times where they're so wide open. I don't think they realize they're that wide open, Brian.
Thompson triggers the inbounds, and how about a quick slam by Terrence Smotherman?
Well, he made sure of that one, didn't he?
No doubt about that one. 26-20. Pass broken up. Run down by Hathaway. Make that T-Ray Malone. Hathaway gets the pass from T-Ray. Missed the shot. Thompson with the rebound. Thompson down the floor. Great dribble behind the back. No look pass. Dowdy down low. Thompson. What a basket. Putting on a little show here, Globetrotter style. Wayne Jones out front. Smyrna with 44 seconds. Jones and Whitaker playing catch, trying to run some clock. Jones and Whitaker. Now Whitaker has it, holding on to the ball with 26 seconds. Going to bring the double team. Now they flip back over to Jones with 21. 17 seconds. Flip back over here near side to Whitaker with 13. Back over far side, Jones with 9 with 8. Jones for 3, no good. Rebound, Smotherman has it. Blackman has 5 seconds with 4. Thompson has it stolen away. Whitaker layup. It's going to be a foul with 0.4 on the clock. Damian Sales going to foul. It's his first. 7th team foul.
Yeah, that was a huge steal by P.J. Whitaker. Not only did it keep Blackman from getting a last shot, but now they've got a chance to add some points.
Shot it, missed it. P.J. going to have another free throw. This one is up, and this one is good. Length of the floor to go, and only 0.4 on the clock. Thompson to Dowdy, and no shot going to be attempted. That's your first half. With the score 28-21 in favor of the Blackman Blaze, and we are at halftime in our second game here on State Farm Prep Basketball, District 7 AAA tournament style here tonight on WGNS. Hope you'll stay with us. We'll be right back and continue our coverage in just a moment.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Bald in the Borough's second annual St. Baldrick's event on March 16th at 4 p.m. located in Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. You can be a part of the excitement, whether you shave your head, volunteer, or donate. You'll be giving hope to those kids fighting childhood cancers. Go to baldintheborough.com and see how you can be a hero too. Sponsored by Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Answer is, it's a way for you to take a vacation, pay off bills, or save some money for a rainy day. Question, what is winning $1,000 with First Banking? First Banking is banking with benefits. When you open any new First Bank checking account through April 6, you could win $1,000. You get a new chance every week in our $1,000 weekly giveaway. For more information, log on to firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC?
I'm Chuck Lewis.
And I'm Jim Bryant. We want to be your bank.
First Bank.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. And why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
We're at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard talking with Stacy Potts Orfis. And if it's on, under, or inside of a vehicle, they can work on it.
We do anything from small engine repairs to installing engines and transmissions. Still even just your simple everyday things like oil changes, brakes, all suspension work, anything related to drivability concerns, emissions testing.
Plus tires and alignment at Jerry Potts Car Care on Southgate Boulevard near the County School Board office.
867-6622.
Tacos?
Nah. Burgers?
Yesterday.
Right.
I'm thinking
Mongolian.
Looking for a fresh, healthy alternative? Take a trip to Genghis Grill. Genghis Grill, masters of Mongolian stir fry.
Hey, go vegetarian.
For the best Mongolian stir fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway. Mongolian stir fry, healthy.
Get to a better state farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
For over 75 years, TOA's team of orthopedic physicians have served the entire mid-state region, treating more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone. We help you heal online at TOA.com. State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, Rick's Barbecue, Gil's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction.
Want to say thanks to everyone here at Oakland High School for the hospitality. Athletic Director Thomas McDaniel and Assistant Principal Ken Collins. Rick Collins. Rick, not Ken. I don't know where I was thinking about friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue. And Rick and John and everybody over there, the entire Robinson family at Slick Pig, longtime sponsors here on the radio. They brought out some wings for the hospitality room. Want to say thanks to them.
Yeah, they did. I had a hamburger from the concession stand.
You did.
But the wings are delicious.
Can't beat them.
I'm going to go back there for game three.
Oh, is that your
replenish?
Yeah.
Energy drinks and wings from Slick Pig.
You won't go to sleep until Tuesday night.
No.
Ready for a little snow, too, maybe?
Well.
A little snow tomorrow?
Might. You know, we've got a day off on Monday.
My kids call it a wasted snow.
It's a wasted snow.
If it does snow tomorrow.
The only thing will be the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Is it going to be one of those slushy snows?
I don't know.
We're not going to be that cold, is it?
It's supposed to get cold on the backside, but then immediately warm up on Monday. So.
Yeah. So.
No hope of getting out on Tuesday. Yep.
Oh, you know me. I want to go to school.
Well, sure you do. Sure.
I'm an educator.
That's right. You are indeed.
You know, our teachers, they want to get out more than the kids do.
John, you've got to look at all the stats here. And halftime, 28-21, really pretty close game. Blackman shooting the ball extremely well, though, in this game tonight. And I guess if you look at the team stats, the difference may be the shooting.
Well, I think so. 60% shooting for Blackman, 12 of 20. They had two first bank threes. Smyrna, 7 of 22, 32%, 4 first bank threes. And the threes have kind of kept Smyrna close. They haven't shot as good a percentage, but they've shot two more threes than Blackman.
Blackman has a distinct rebounding advantage, 15-7. Blackman 2-4 from the free throw line for 50%. Smyrna 3-4 for 75%. Blackman 5 turnovers, Smyrna 6. So the turnovers really haven't been much of a factor. It was a 7-point lead at the end of the first quarter. It's a 7-point lead here at halftime at 28-21.
All right, here we go with the scoring. 4 points tonight for Terrence Smotherman so far. Quindell Cousin with 7. 2 for Damian Sales. 5 for Darius Thompson. 2 points for Alec McMiller. And 8 points off the bench. 2 first bank threes for Andrew Rogan. For the Bulldogs, 5 points for P.J. Whitaker. Wayne Jones has 2 first bank threes. So does Taylor Vanderbilt. He's got 6 and 2 points apiece for Bass and Gonda Ameri. That's a look at all of your scoring here. Nobody in real foul trouble. And that's an update on your stats from AG Sporting Goods, Winners Trophies, and Bob Parks Realtor. Sinet P. coming up in Game 3, the Blackman-Oakland Girls. Game 4, Siegel-Laverne Boys. That's all continuing coverage of the 7AAA tournament tonight. And on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard, MTSU Baseball, a 3-2 winner over St. Louis in 11 innings. And the Lady Raiders defeated FAU 65-41. The men's game going to tip off in about 30 minutes. You can listen to it live on 89.5 WMOT or stay tuned after our games tonight. We'll have the tape delay broadcast. And the only score we have so far out of 8 AAA and girls, Lawrence County girls over Lincoln County, 60-42. That's it for the scoreboard update. We'll be right back with the second half of action between the Smyrna Bulldogs and the Blackman Blaze. Blackman leads it 28-21 on State Farm Prep Basketball from WGNS.
Tired of little Johnny always talking about how cool everyone else's dad is? Want to go from zero to hero in your house? Then get Google TV. Turn your TV into a web browsing, social media, and search engine machine. Don't care what they think? Good for you. Then get yourself a home theater system with a TV the size of a drive-in movie theater. Just in time for the big game. But if you want to get any of this, you got to go to the source.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment. 815-1800.
Be a hero for kids with cancer. Join Bald in the Borough's second annual St. Baldrick's event on March 16th at 4 p.m. located in Lanes, Trains, and Automobiles in Murfreesboro. You can be a part of the excitement, whether you shave your head, volunteer, or donate. You'll be giving hope to those kids fighting childhood cancers. Go to baldintheborough.com and see how you can be a hero too. Sponsored by Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street.
And this is Juan here at Midas. We're more than just mufflers. Our ASC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $24.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right.
Only $24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
$24.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
On Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
Hi friends, Lenny Farmer here once again for Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home in Murfreesboro. Sports is a big deal here in Rutherford County, and because of that, we at Jennings and Ayers know something about being team players. By choosing Jennings and Ayers as your funeral provider at a time of need, or to pre-need your services, we become a part of your team. The entire family of Jennings and Ayers feel honored to serve your needs. Rooting the home team to victory is important, but helping your family is even more so. Jennings and Ayers, 893-2422.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas. Call Thompson Services for values that last.
Hello, this is Jim Thompson of Thompson Services. Thanks for allowing us to support your team. Rarely will you ever need gas appliance service. However, should you ever need it, we have factory-trained employees waiting on your call 24 hours a day. Two of them have 30 years. Give us a call today, 274-2281.
This message brought to you in part by Atmos Energy, your natural gas company.
Here at Music World and Drummer's Den, we do our very best to be very price competitive. On most major items, we're matching internet prices and sometimes even better. So if you're looking for great quality at good prices, this is the place to shop. Come by today and join our Play Today music program. We can get you started playing today and ready to go. This is Dave Kivenimi inviting you to come by Music World and Drummer's Den in Murfreesboro across from Indian Hills.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS is brought to you in part by Todd's Complete Auto Care. Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine, wear your team colors anytime and get a free taco. State Farm agent Jenny Allman and Sprint by Cellular Concepts. Toots Good Food and Fun, Performance Transmission. Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment. State Farm agent Mel Adams and Reeves Sane Drugstore.
Ready to start this second half. Starting lineups for Smyrna and for Blackman will be your starters. Smotherman, Cousins, Sales, Thompson, and McMiller for the Blaze. Smyrna has the ball. Down low under T-Ray Malone. Off the glass, it's good. T-Ray, his first basket. Whitaker, Jones, Hathaway, Malone, and Bass, the lineup for the Smyrna Bulldogs. Second half underway, 28-23. Now the long pass thrown away by the Blaze. Driving the lane, Malone missed the shot, too hard off the glass. Not going to count anyway. It's an offensive foul. T-Ray, his second foul. Coach Drayton, not happy about it. Barry Wertman not saying a word.
No, he's fine about it.
In the backcourt, Thompson walks it across the timeline now here on the near sideline. Blackman moving right to left as we see it now. Smyrna left to right. McMiller trying to knife his way in the paint. Nothing there. Brings it back out front. Gets a semi-pick from Sales. Comes near side. Now picked off by Whitaker. Driving, shooting, scoring. P.J. Whitaker. And a timeout. Blackman High School. A one-minute break for us. 28-25. Blackman leads. We'll be right back.
Come taste the Paleo's difference. Paleo's Grill on Northwest Broad, just down from Jackson Heights, offering made-from-scratch entrees like shrimp and grits, a Charleston favorite, steak Tuscany, hickory grilled salmon, chicken parmesan, turkey and dressing, just to name a few. Paleo's Grill, featuring steaks, Italian, seafood, and southern comforts, also offers a wonderful kids menu and call-ahead seating. Paleo's Grill on Northwest Broad. Come taste the difference. Always fresh, always delicious.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings. Visit our full-service nursery and garden center on Northwest Broad with the largest selection, quality, and customer care. Martin's Landscaping offers residential and commercial lawn care and property management from design to installation and maintenance. We have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, playhouses, playsets, and pergolas with the best warranty in the industry. Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's. Quality since 1982.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Read local sports coverage from Jeff Jordan every Sunday in the Murfreesboro Post and online at MurfreesboroPost.com. Scores and standings for middle school and high school sports in the Murfreesboro Post.
Sales tips this pass out of bounds, or has his pass tipped out of bounds by Whitaker. Wonder if the PJ, the P in PJ, stands for pesky.
Probably.
It's what he has been tonight. McMiller lost the ball. Driving. Hathaway missed the shot. Sometimes there's such a thing as being too wide open. Thompson, pass down low, thrown away, intended for Quindell Cousin. Well, I think it's safe to say, after the ninth turnover for Blackman there, neither team has found a rhythm in this first minute and a half. Smyrna kind of causing some of that.
4 straight turnovers for Blackman. They've not even gotten a shot off in this third quarter.
Driving down low, it's T-Ray Malone. Head fake, stops, won't go. Ball rolling around, picked up off the floor by Mayer. Thompson now lost the bounce pass off of his foot, or the dribble off of his back of his heel, if you will. 10 turnovers. Guards are really doing a tough job on their counterparts, both sides. Bass inside to Whitaker. Foul line, leans in, good. 9 points for P.J. Whitaker, and the Blackman lead is now down to one. Smyrna did this in the first half, and Blackman went on a little run. Blaze going to have another one. Thompson drives. Gives it up down low to Cousin. Now back out front. Doughty for three off the front of the rim. Rebound. Saved by Smyrna. Run down by Blackman. Thompson baseline jumper from about four is good. Thompson with seven.
That breaks the Blackman drought. They really only have had two shots in this third quarter.
Whitaker brings it here near wing. Top of the key. The first bank three attempt, no good. Too hard off the back of the rim. Mayer runs down the loose ball. Now Thompson to trot it across the timeline. Thompson turns, spins. Stops. And standing in the way is T-Ray Malone. Malone not going to give it up. Drives off the glass. It is good. T-Ray Malone. And now we've got a technical foul, I think, on Malone.
T-Ray is really excited, and he's really playing hard, and I think he got a little exuberant there after the basket.
Going to count as a personal foul, too, on Malone. So free throws going to be shot here. Barry Wertman. Free throws being shot. He's got to decide, and now Doughty steps to the foul line. Blackman leads by one. They've got a couple of free throws, and then we'll have the basketball. This one is no good by Doughty. Barry not even looking at Doughty shooting the free throws. Blackman and Smyrna both sub some players. Doughty at the line. The second one is no good. Missed them both. Inbound, Darius Thompson. Thompson gets it into Mayer. Now Thompson gets it right back. And a foul on Hathaway.
Hathaway brushing up against him, Brian, and he just pretty much pushed him out and caught that one pretty tight there.
Seems like they have tightened up in terms of what they're calling here, the officials a bit. Inbounds McMiller. Now Smotherman may reset it out front with Doughty. KJ back to Thompson. They pushed Blackman near the midcourt stripe. Get it to McMiller, left wing. Top of the key, Mayer, now right side. Nothing open in the paint. Mayer to Doughty. Looks over the three, fakes it, doesn't take it. McMiller, top of the key to Thompson. Thompson, foul line, penetrates, glides in there, bounces three times and falls. Darius Thompson, 9 points. Now Blackman's leading scorer. Driving Bass through traffic to Amari, kicks it back out. Jones for three, no good, a little short. Rebound, Hathaway saves it, now to Bass. Bounce pass, can Amari get to it? No. And the official underneath is not really sure who, and it's going to be Smyrna basketball. Smotherman comes in. Cousin, when Smotherman goes out, Cousin comes in. Jones to trigger in the inbounds. Long lob finds Bass. He's going to have to bring it back into the front court. Does, drives the lane. 4 foot floater is good. BJ Bass. Blackman lead is one, 3:37. Is this going to be one of those down to the wire games? So far it is. Thompson saved. Run down by Jones. Turnover Blackman. Bass brings it back out. Sets up to Whitaker. PJ Whitaker back between the circles. works off a pick. Now Wayne Jones drives in the lane. Offensive foul. The basket went, but taking his punishment is Josh Mayer. It's a very emotional game here, isn't it, John?
It really is, and you can see the emotion in Smyrna. And, Brian, 12 turnovers now for Blackman, and seven of them in this third quarter, and that is really what's brought Smyrna back into this ball game.
And earlier in the first half, it was the three-pointers that kept them close. Cousin just across the timeline now. Explodes toward the basket, now pulls out. Finds Thompson. Thompson works off a pick at the right elbow. Dumps it down low. Goes underneath to Cousin. Missed the shot. Rebound saved. And it's going to be off of Josh Mayer. And a timeout, Smyrna. And we will step aside and take one as well. With 2:33 left in the third, 32-31. It's a 30-second timeout for us. And, John, a final word here in the first couple of games from Bob Bug and Stan Vaught. 32-31 with Blackman leading.
Well, when you need immediate results, there's no better way to sell your property than with the professional team of Bob Bug and Stan Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. You don't have to wait for the buyers to come to you. Bob Parks Auction will go to them with internet, direct marketing, radio, and other advertising. Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, auctioneers with Bob Parks Auction. 896-4600 and online at bobparksauction.com. With Bob and Stan, you can consider it sold.
Sold?
Sold.
Thank you.
Well, I just add a little pizzazz to commercial.
Normally, our night would be about wrapping up at this point, but not tonight. Two more games and another quarter left in this one. Right now, Blackman leads by one, but not anymore. A first bang three, left wing is good for B.J. Bass. Smyrna takes a two-point advantage. Thompson going to work. Calling out signals, gets a pick. Dumps it down to Cousin. Backs in, tries the reverse, has it blocked by Mary. Mayer picks up the loose ball. McMiller for three, no good. And now a foul on Cousin or Amari, I'm not sure. Maybe Amari. It's his third. He's going out. T. Ray Malone coming back in. Not that these teams don't like each other, but you're seeing some fierce competition going on here in this game. Mayer, the handoff pass to Dowdy here on the near side. To the far side, Thompson has it from the wing spot. Drives baseline. Puts it off the glass. Wow. What can you say but wow? Darius Thompson.
When he wants 11. To score, he seems like he 9 out of 10 times he does.
34 up. Minute 26 to go in the third. Pass out front, now over to the left side. Bass for three, this one off the lip of the rim. Rebound, Mayer has it. Still in the backcourt, got to get rid of it, and finds Thompson. Thompson down the near sideline. Behind the back dribble, in traffic between two players, ball on the floor, out of bounds. Lost the ball. Amazing move, but that caused him to be off balance a little bit, 13 in the turnover department for the Blaze.
Might have tried to do just a little too much that time. And he's shaking up a little bit. He's shaking that leg a little.
Bass in the corner now finds Vanderbilt. Tries to burn it down low. Smotherman gets a big paw in there and knocks it away.
Saved the basket with that big paw because that was a wide open T. Ray Malone underneath there.
Jake Freeze into the game for the Blackman Blaze. Seeing his first action tonight, and Smyrna takes a timeout. So will we. 34-34 with 55 seconds left in the third on State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS.
Hi, I'm Doran Claiborne with Farmer Brothers Insurance. Do you value life? Life insurance, that is. When you buy your life insurance from us through Auto Owners Insurance, we'll save you money with premium discounts on your car and homeowners coverage. We're specialists in insuring people and the things people own. Come to us about life. No problem life protection through Auto Owners Insurance. Give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Farmer Brothers.
At Bud's Tire Pros, everything rotates around you. It starts with a hassle-free experience where you're welcomed by the owners, Bud and Kay Mitchell, and you're never sold anything you don't need. With hundreds of tires available from all major brands like Continental and General, your tire investment is covered by the nation's best warranty package featuring roadside assistance. For local service you can trust, without the hassle, visit Bud's Tire Pros, located in Murfreesboro, or call 896-TIRE. That's 896-8473.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
The latest prep sports information can be found online at goprimetimesports.com. You can also see our upcoming broadcast there. That's goprimetimesports.com.
Smyrna basketball, 55 seconds. The inbound, stolen away. Brooks couldn't hold on to it. Now restolen. Rogan bobbled it. In the lane, shot good by Whitaker. Little five-footer. Nothing but net. Two-point Smyrna lead, 36 seconds. McMiller still in the backcourt. Trip to the district championship game on the line for these teams. McMiller backs it out between the rings, now drives. Lob off the glass. I don't know if it was a lob or not. Long pass up. Driving left side. Hathaway, yes, first basket of the night. Biggest lead of the night for the Bulldogs at 4. 8 seconds. Sales lost it out of bounds off of Smyrna. Thompson and Dowdy coming in. Rogan and McMiller going out. Blackman's got 6.1 to get it up the floor. Thompson's going to pass into somebody and then probably get it right back if he can. Gets rid of it to Freeze with 4 seconds. And an offensive foul, Freeze. Smyrna's got 3.7. This could be a huge turnaround if they get any basket out of this. Freeze goes out.
Well, they're just playing just fired up basketball right now. Smyrna is giving them everything they want, and Blackman hasn't found the answer to it yet.
Brooks inbound. Whitaker's three-pointer blocked. Then throws up a prayer off the back of the rim. That one almost went. 38-34, Smyrna leads. Blackman, fourth quarter coming at you on the other side on State Farm. Prep basketball.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. And why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane cares about our youth.
We would be more than happy to talk to them or their parents about all the opportunities youth bowling can afford them.
Kelly Marlin at the Smyrna Bowling Center says they have youth leagues running year-round.
It's a good opportunity for kids that are involved in other sports. We have opportunities for all of those kids to participate.
And the Smyrna Bowling Center is the home of the state high school championships.
We have the TSSAA state tournament here.
Caring for our young people, the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley and Weekly Lane.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you in part by Ideas Tees, Hodge Construction Services, Paleo's Grill on Broad Street, Midas of Murfreesboro, and Jones Car Wash.
Inbounds is made to the Blackman Blaze, who trail by 4 here as we start the fourth quarter. And away from the basketball, there's going to be a foul on Vanderbilt for Smyrna. And now another whistle. Talking to Coach Drayton, I'm not sure. Got a Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update for you. Lawrence County boys defeated Lincoln County 65-55. So both Lawrence County girls and boys are in the championships, and Lincoln County girls and boys in the consolation. Logan Brooks is going to foul to put Thompson at the line for 1-1. So a team with a losing record, Lawrence County Boys, is going to be in the championship game in 8AAA. Thompson at the line, misses the front end of the 1-1. Whitaker goes up for the rebound, and then there's going to be a whistle on Quindell Cousin, fouling on the rebound. We're seeing
only the second team foul on Blackman.
The officials look like they're trying to regain some control here in what has been a very emotional game. Whitaker out front to Vanderbilt, right wing. Brooks turns, spins, goes here to the near wing. Nothing there. Passes back out to Whitaker. Now back to Vanderbilt, right wing. Nothing there for him. Looks, then dribbles to Brooks. Foul line. Fakes. Vanderbilt goes back to Brooks. Played 50 seconds. Turns, spins. Brooks at the foul line. Jumper off the glass too hard. Rebound tipped out. Dowdy runs down the loose ball. Dowdy down the sideline. Runs out of real estate almost. It's going to be Blackman basketball. Last touch by Smyrna, it would appear.
Well, the physicality of this game is just really unbelievable. And I think the officials are doing about all they can do, but Smyrna is coming at them. Blackman needs a basket.
McMiller in the lane, glides in, off the glass. Alec McMiller, 4 points for him tonight. Lead for Smyrna is two.
We talked on the pregame show, Brian, about the play of the guards of Smyrna, and it has been a factor in this game.
Ball tipped out of bounds by Thompson. Smyrna will inbound. It has been. Both teams have a lot of guards they can run at you. P.J. Whitaker trapped, gets the ball out. Now there's going to be a foul, or was it tipped out of bounds? It was out of bounds. Terrence Smotherman knocked it away. Hathaway, the long lob into the backcourt to P.J. Whitaker. Sales going to guard him. Whitaker comes here near side to Vanderbilt. Double teamed. It's going to be, well, no foul. Vanderbilt fell, lost the ball out of bounds, but apparently Cousin touched it.
Yeah, he threw it against the Cousins as he lost his footing.
Oh, okay. B.J. Bass coming back in. Going out is Brooks. T-Ray Malone lobs it into the backcourt. You got Bass and Whitaker and Jones, all guards in here. Whitaker back to Bass. Back to Whitaker, back to Bass. This is not a recording. Pass to Wayne Jones, now right wing. Whitaker not open for the three. Bounce pass to the foul line. Now left side. Brooks open. Bounces over the top of the backboard and out of bounds.
Well, basically, Smyrna with three guards, they've really got four because Hathaway plays the four, but he's as quick as any guard you're going to see, and he's defensively he is playing guard.
Sales still in the backcourt. Got to get it up to Thompson. Thompson behind the back. Does it again. Finally get across the timeline. Turn, spins, glides in there. Dumps it low. Smotherman open. We're tied again. Smotherman with six.
It have been two big trips down the floor for Smyrna. They've not converted, and Blackman has. And now we've just like starting over.
38-38. Lob over here to the near side to Whitaker. Back far side, Jones. Looks in, now pulls up for the long two. It is good. Toe on the line, Wayne Jones. Ball stolen away. Now there's going to be a foul. Is it on Cousin? No, it's on Whitaker.
Whitaker reaching around on Sales a little bit, and I think maybe he just got a little bit of the shoulder in him while that was called.
Blackman in the bonus, so they'll go to the foul line and sending. Number 35, Damian Sales, the 6'2 senior, to the foul line for 1-1. Bend to the knee, shot it, and missed it. Rebound, Smotherman has it. And now they say he was over the back. Wow. Tough foul for him. I have that as his second. Josh Mayer going to check in here at the next dead ball for Blackman. Meanwhile, Bass has it.
One of those fouls that could go on either way, really.
Whitaker at the wing. Way out there. Hathaway pops out to help. Now to Bass. Back to T-Ray Malone. Tries to back in on Smotherman. And they're going to call Smotherman for the foul. That's back-to-back fouls. And Terrence Smotherman now has three. And I think Mayer was coming in for Smotherman, but he picked up the foul beforehand. T-Ray triggers it in. Malone to Jones. Now back to Whitaker. Far wing, baseline, puts up a three. It's no good, just a little short. McMiller to Thompson. Thompson right wing. Uses a pick. Nothing there. Double teamed. Passes into the corner to Cousin. Cousin, long pass over and out of bounds. 16 turnovers. It's kind of uncharacteristic for Blackman.
It really is. And this second half has just been nightmarish turnover-wise.
40-38, Blackman trailing Smyrna with 4:13 to go in the game. Now there's going to be a foul on McMiller. A little touch foul. The FAU-MTSU men's basketball game underway. You can listen to it live on 89.5. Now Sales is going to foul on the inbounds. We're getting a little ticky-tack here now.
Yeah, and that's six fouls now on Blackman, so they've caught up. We could be at the free throw line a lot in this last 4-11.
Left side, Whitaker and Bass. 4 minutes to play here in the fourth. Bass right wing. Now left side, Whitaker. Passing it across court. Wayne Jones, right wing, deep three, no good. Off the side of the rim. Jones runs down the loose ball, going to the rack, he's fouled. Jones hacked by Damian Sales. That is his third foul. And Jones going to go to the foul line to try to extend this two-point lead the Bulldogs enjoy. Four quick dribbles, a spin of the basketball in the left hand, and this one's good. Jones had two first bank threes in the first half and has tacked on a field goal and now a foul shot here in the second half. If he hits this one, he'll have 10 points. Shot it and got it. Lead back at four for the Bulldogs with 3:42 to go in the fourth. It's as large of a lead as Smyrna has had in this game. Blackman led by seven at the end of the first quarter and at halftime. Since then, it has been very close. Down the floor, the Blaze have it. Doughty down low. Smotherman drives. Missed it. Off the left block. Jones with the rebound. Down the far sideline. Lob pass over to Whitaker. 4-point lead and the ball with 3:20 to go in the game. Smyrna in a pretty good position right now, but things can change on a dime. Jones in the front court. To Whitaker. Whitaker, no pick set. Gives it up to Bass. Bass cuts through. Down low to Malone. Barely holds on to this one. Now he's going to bring it back out. Finds Jones again. Jones back to T-Ray. T-Ray going to explode to the baseline. He's going to be fouled by Terrence Smotherman. And I have that as four on Smotherman, if that's indeed the foul. And it is. He came into this third or fourth quarter with only one foul and has picked up three quickly. Rogan going to have to come in for him. And you lose some size in that case. Malone at the line for 1-1, missed it. Rebound on the floor. Smotherman has it. Pass to Thompson, still in the backcourt, to McMiller. Blackman trails by four, 2:40 to go. Turning, spinning, McMiller. Lost the ball and stolen after the ball was on the floor. Hathaway drives the lane, off the glass. Brandon Hathaway. 6-point lead, largest it's been for the Smyrna Bulldogs. 2:19 to go in the game. Thompson, well, we've got a Blackman timeout. Timeout, Blaze. We will take a 1-minute break and be right back on State Farm Prep Basketball.
At Todd's Complete Auto Care, we know you can't afford to be without your vehicle. With so many places to go, how can you find the time? This is Todd at Todd's Complete Auto Care, and trustworthy, reliable, and on-time service is our commitment to you. We will get your vehicle in and out and you back on the road. We will even pick it up for you. Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad, across from the Discovery Center. We'll
go the extra mile. Todd's Complete Auto Care on Southeast Broad, across from Discovery Center.
Can you see me?
Okay, class, who wants to tell me the best thing you did this summer? Jessica?
I went to a theme park.
I went camping.
We went to Genghis Grill!
Back to school means back to Genghis Grill. Enjoy a mouth-watering bowl made with the freshest meat, seafood, and veggies. Choose your favorites, add a sauce, and let our grill masters cook your selection to perfection. Make the grade with Genghis Grill.
For the best Mongolian stir-fry in Rutherford County, visit Genghis Grill in the Avenue on Medical Center Parkway.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
The Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner, 9 a.m. each Saturday morning. It's followed by Cougar Corner at 11. And it's all from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Last Cassis Pike.
Blackman inbound the basketball. They trail by six. K.J. Dowdy with the basketball now. Right wing to Rogan. Rogan, pass in the corner. The three ball away by Thompson. And swisher! Thompson, the first bank three, and a timeout. 44-41, three-point lead for Smyrna, and we'll be right back on State Farm Prep Basketball from WGNS.
Do hormones have you confused? Hi, this is Lori Sane Smith with Reeve Sane Drugstore. Reeve Sane offers customized hormone replacement therapy to meet the needs of each woman and man. The goal of hormone replacement should be to reestablish balance, working with the unique needs of the patient, their physician, and our pharmacist. Ask us about your unique needs so that you can feel your best. Reeve Sane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial Boulevard, or visit ReeveSane.com. Reeve Sane Drugstore.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm agent Monty King, Genghis Grill, Zippy Shell, Bell Jewelers, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home.
Smyrna got the ball in bounds. Wayne Jones sets up here on the near wing. Under 2 minutes to play in the game. 3-point Smyrna lead. T-Ray Malone in trouble, in lots of trouble. Blackman fans want to travel, and they have a point. B.J. Bass and Dowdy working on each other. Now they're going to tag Dowdy with the foul. Bass got around him. Foul on K.J. Dowdy, his second. At the foul line stands number four, B.J. Bass. Shot it and missed it. Doesn't get the second. Smotherman with the rebound. Minute 40 to go. Blackman trails by three. They've got the ball. Thompson. Near side. Stutter steps. Backs in. Behind the back dribble. Left wing. The three. Tie! Ball game. Thompson. Let it fly. 44 up. Minute 20 to go.
Dude's unbelievable. Hathaway played good defense on him.
Whitaker foul line, left wing, gives it up from the elbow. Now out front, Jones, minute 7 to go. Timeout Smyrna. Timeout Smyrna with 1:05 to go in the game. We'll be right back here on State Farm Prep Basketball, tied at 44.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads, It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts, 1970 Medical Center Parkway, and in Smyrna at the Target Center.
And across from MTSU, next to the Boulevard Restaurant.
This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Hi, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard. Come by and see us. We do carry the Luminox watches. It's the official watch of the Navy SEALs and the Special Forces. We carry the tungsten steel wedding bands, very popular with the guys. They're not going to break the bank or anything. Those start at about $90 and go to about $129. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts.
Inspired by you.
I'm right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by TOA, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Lancaster's Feed Supply, Winner's Trophy, Cellular Concepts, Prentice Orthopedic and Air. I'm excited. Let's go.
Well, we haven't settled a thing here.
My energy's back.
Is it?
Yeah, it's back.
1 minute to play. Tied at 44. Smyrna basketball rolling around. Picked up by Whitaker. Almost lost the basketball. Jones, foul line, dumps it low. Malone waits on the traffic. He traveled. Blackman basketball.
Well, he did. I mean, he didn't decide whether he wanted to go up or not. And they're now.
Not. Well, they're not going to let Rogan and Sales in. Thompson triggers in the inbounds from the baseline. McMiller to bring it down the floor. Gets it across the timeline, and now a whistle. Timeout Blackman with 41 seconds. We'll take 1-2. We're tied at 44 on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and I can help you get to a better state because I'll talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. Give me a call at 895-2700.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Join us for the Prentice Orthopedic and Air Coach's Corner at 9 a.m. I think I read that, though.
Next Saturday.
Yeah, but you go to primetimesports.com. It's your local source for county prep news. I'm excited. And information. Log on to listen live anywhere around the world and see where we'll be broadcasting next.
40 seconds. Blackman basketball. Rogan in the backcourt. Gives it up to Thompson. Thompson crossing over the timeline right now. 32 seconds. Counting down. Rogan has it. Right wing or right side of the floor. Back to Thompson straight away. Dowdy with 25 seconds has it. Now to Thompson straight away. They've spread the floor. Look for somebody back door with 20 seconds. 19-18. We're tied at 44. 15 seconds now. Thompson's got it back with 12 seconds, with 10 seconds. Going to work with 9, with 8. Tie ball game at 44, with 6, with 5. Thompson with 4, with 3. Lob down low. Cousin off the glass. Missed it. Rebound put back. And is there a whistle? There is a whistle. There is a whistle with no time on the clock. What is the whistle? Is there a foul? Should be a foul, I do think. The officials are talking. No indication.
Well,
I think with no time, Sales is going to get to shoot free throws.
It appeared that the official underneath the basket was getting ready to raise that hand. Then he heard a whistle in the backcourt, so I don't know. I never saw him signal, so we'll see what happens here.
They're talking about it. Lonnie Drayton on the floor, eagerly anticipating what the officials have to say.
Whatever happens, somebody's not going to like it, are they?
Nope. Somebody's really going to hate it. I think there was a foul called. Blackman fans are clapping. Two shots. Two shots for Damian Sales.
Well, Brian, I don't have the opportunity of replay, but on that rebound and the shot that he went up, it looked like somebody hacked him. But I don't have the luxury of seeing a replay. So my eyes are not good. I'm 55, you know, from this range. It just doesn't seem like it's a good idea to make that statement. But somebody blew the whistle, so there was a foul there. I don't know whether the question was whether they were going to uphold it or not, I think.
I heard the whistle myself, and then I heard the horn almost simultaneously. And when that happened, the official started conferring. Damian Sales is going to have two free throws, two attempts to break this 44-all tie with now 0.5 seconds on the clock. They have put some time back on the clock as well. That was part of the discussion.
And he only needs one of the two. So that takes a little pressure off that he's got two shots and not a one-and-one. But I'm telling you, that blood is circulating pretty good in Sales' body right now.
Well, John, since they put the time back on the clock, if there had been no time, all he needed to do was hit that first one and it was over. He will have to shoot the second one. If you miss that first one, that puts a lot of pressure on that second one too. Damian Sales, number 35, the senior, 6'2", senior guard, going to get a chance to try to win it here for the Blackman Blaze, who have had a battle with Smyrna toe-to-toe.
You got a feel for Lonnie Drayton, though, that a free throw is going to win or lose this game for you, or at least put it in overtime if he doesn't hit him.
He's got two. The first one is no good.
Smyrna's still alive.
If he misses this one, Smyrna's got to get the rebound. Second one for Sales. It's up. Good. Damian Sales hit the free throw. Smyrna's going to take a timeout. Or Blackman takes a timeout. It's a Blackman timeout, and we will step aside for only 30 seconds. 30 seconds, 0.5 on the clock. Blackman leads by one.
West Coast cuisine is now in the borough.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant.
Remarkable Mexican food.
The Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant in the old Parthenon building on South Church Street.
Wednesday is margaritas 2-for-1. Thursday's karaoke night, 8 to 10.
And don't forget, wear your school colors to the Blue Agave and get a free taco if you ask for it.
Blue Agave Mexican Cuisine Restaurant on South Church Street in the old Parthenon building.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Basketball on WGNS brought to you in part by Prentice Alsop Heating and Air, First National Bank of Murfreesboro, the Smyrna Bowling Center, Bob Fox Realtor, Sinette P., and the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike. As soon as we're done, we will jump into the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air postgame show. John will have all the team stats. I'll have all the shooting information for you. We'll have our Loveless Fine Photography players of the game and Midas of Murfreesboro ship change of the game as well. Immediately after this 0.5 rolls off the clock, and we see what happens. If you're Blackman, don't foul. 0.5, whoever touches it is going to have to put it up. Strickland to Jones. Jones going to have a clear shot from midcourt, and it is short, and the ball game is over. 45-44, Blackman moves on. The regular season champion defeats the Smyrna Bulldogs by one tonight. What a great game. 45-44, Blackman.